The immediate task is this current fiscal year in which we're just wrapping up. How do you cut $200 million out of a fiscal year that has about 6 weeks left in it without decimating essential state services? And that's going to be a difficult, very wrenching decision. Do they enact cuts which just destroy lives, or do they tap into the budget stabilization fund, or do they just kick the can down the road and roll it into next year, which is probably the most likely outcome, but which really exacerbates the problem next year?
Well, let's switch gears here, but still stay on the topic of the budget. The pension reforms, do you think that those are going to get squared away before the end of the legislative session?
Well, it's not clear. It looks like that the governor may have expended a lot of his political capital on passing the education reforms very early in the session. Those were difficult votes for some legislators, and they were votes in which they had to go against public employees, teachers. The teachers, by and large, have been excluded from this pension reform, but there's still public employees who are angry, who are speaking out in a very forceful and determined way, and there are a lot of them, and they all vote. And I think for some legislators, this is just one too many for a legislative session involving public employees.
And I just thought of this. How much are the pension reforms tied to the budget? And what happens if those pension reforms can't get figured out?
Well, there are about 100. Originally, this bill was crafted to increase the taxes on state employees who were affected by this reform by 3 percentage points out of their paycheck. That money was going into the general fund, not into shoring up the pension system, which was a big problem for a lot of people. That you say this is a huge problem, and yet the money you're extracting from state employees to fix the problem isn't exactly going into the problem. It's going to the general fund. The problem for Jindal is when he had to make that concession and agree to put that money into the pension system, it knocked about $150 million hole in his general fund budget for this year. So it just added to the fiscal problems that the state is experiencing, and that means deeper cuts on health care, deeper cuts on higher education in this coming fiscal year.
Could you even make a call right now if whether or not this legislative session was successful for him or not?
I think it will probably be seen as a successful session for him if you judge success on the basis of, did the governor generally get what was most important to him? And I think by any measure, what was most important by far was this education reform. Now, if you judge it by the measure of what's important to the public at large, what's important to the legislature, it may be mixed. If this budget crashes and burns, if there is calamity with state services because of this, or if this pension reform bill results in a drastic outflow of state employees, or it's ruled unconstitutional and legislators have wasted a good part of their time and effort on something that never came to fruition because it was unconstitutional, then I think that it will be fair to judge the results of this session as more mixed for Jindal than an unqualified success.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.